This is Thor, the Rock Warrior, and you are listening to The Mockster on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. You better not change the dial, or I will crush your head like a little berry. Vive le Mock!
Gonna race it to the ground. from his Rock the Universe album. That is none other than the god of heavy metal, Thunder, Thor, doing Deep Purple's Black Knight and Highway Star. Had to find a Highway song. I mean, there's a bunch of them, and I didn't want to play Sammy Hagar because it was not only too obvious, it just wasn't going to fit. But it was on this day back in 1974 that Nixon signed into law. That the federal speed limit was 55 miles an hour. And then in 1995, that got repealed. And, well, we live in that day and age where I don't know if speed limits really matter unless you're a police officer. At least people driving don't seem to think they matter. And they do. They do matter. Just so you know. Hey, before the Thor, Pittsburgh's own The Bats. Now, I'm going to tell you, years ago, and since I've been doing this show for a really, really long time, I don't know how many years ago it was, but it was a lot of years ago, had a caller call in and said, hey, Moxer, can you play some from The Bats? And there's a New Zealand band called The Bats that I play all the time. I'm like, sure. He goes, no. The Pittsburgh band, The Bats. And I'm like, I've never heard of this band. And I dug around our library to see if I could find something, and there was nothing released. So this is a band from the mid-80s featuring Michael Chabon, who wrote The Mysteries of Pittsburgh and all that good stuff. When he was still here living in Pittsburgh as a student, this was a band he had. And this weekend, I stumbled across a piece of vinyl with their 1984 demos that Mind Cure Records put out about probably 10 years ago now, if I'm reading it right. And so I literally haven't listened to it, and I open it up, and I put it on the turntable, and I hit play. I'd never heard the band before. And then midway through, I'm like, you know, it seems a little like the music's not slow, but the vocals seem like they're too Jesus Lizard for me, and yeah. It's what you call live radio. Hey, before The Bats, Brian Eno, gave us Needles in the Camel's Eye. You can find that originally on Here Come the Warm Jets, but I pulled that off the Velvet Goldmine soundtrack because the writer and director of that movie, Todd Haynes, is turning 65 years old today. So in celebration of that great soundtrack, I wanted to play something off there. Now, if you aren't familiar with Todd Haynes, he got on the radar back in 1987 when he was, 26 years old? And he did a film called Superstar, The Karen Carpenter Story. And I remember this. It chronicled Karen Carpenter's life and death. And I think he used the soundtrack, the audio tracks from an actual Karen Carpenter film. But for him, the visuals, he used Barbie dolls as actors. Anyway, happy birthday, Todd Haynes. I'm sure he's listening. Before the Brian Eno, Graham Coxon, it's that guy from Blur we don't think about, but puts out great, great solo releases. Graham Coxon doing Mission of Burma's Fame and Fortune from the Golden D album, which actually now came out about 25, 26 years ago. Start off the entire set with Alondra, a suggestion from a listener who said, Moxer, I think this will fit in your show. I think this is something you'll like. And indeed, it A, fit my show, and was B, something I like. So thank you, Jennifer, for that suggestion. That was Ask Me Why. That came out at some point last year. Still got about 50 minutes left of the first half of the Viva La Mock Radio program. We're on. Just doing whatever I do during the first half of a Viva La Mock Radio program. Taking suggestions at WRCT.org. I want to remind you that WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is an independent single-screen theater. Each week they choose new movie themes, they offer concessions, and they're located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, rowhousecinema.com or call them at 412-904-3225. Did you know it was on this day? Make sure I have the year correct. Yes, yes. It was on this very day back in 1988 that George Michael released Father Figure. And the great thing is, in August of 1991, 3 years later, 3.5 years later, the band of School of Fish recorded their own version of said song. I'm pulling this one out of my personal collection. It's on a beautiful slab of red vinyl. The album was called Live in L.A. It's an EP of some songs of theirs, including them doing their version of George Michael's Father Figure. If you got a request or a suggestion for a song, call me up at 412-268-WRCT, 412-268-9728, or email me, wrctrequest@gmail.com.
You'll never understand me. beautiful face I found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me.
Sometimes it's hard to believe when I realize that album came out back in 1998. Title track from Neutral Milk Hotel's In the Airplane Over the Sea, wrapping up that set of music. I saw those guys, those kids, back right around, I probably saw them in 99, I'm guessing. It was that Graffiti, which is now a Porsche dealership. And they were the opening band of three bands. It was Neutral Milk Hotel, followed by Mercury Rev, followed by Sparkle Horse. And I was there to see Sparkle Horse. And I'll be honest, I was not overly familiar with the Neutral Milk Hotel at the time. That happens. Hey, before Neutral Milk Hotel, how about some Camper Van Beethoven from their 1985 debut album, The Day That Lassie Went to the Moon? That, I should say, was a request. Caller called up on the old request line at 412-268-WRCT and said, "Hey, Mockster, do you think you can play some Camper Van Beethoven?" I'm like, you know, you don't ever have to ask me twice on that one. Am I the only person who remembers a lot of times where I bought an album or a CD or an 8-track? Because I can tell you, I remember distinctly when I bought that album. I was at Wizard Records in Oxford, Ohio. In case you were wondering, in case you were taking notes, Dave Edmonds, Before That, I Hear You Knocking. Would you believe that song actually came out in 1971? If we're talking about dates, almost 55 years ago. Also played some Susie Quattro from 1974 with Sticks and Stones. A fellow Michigander, Ms. Quattro. Made it big over in the UK before even got recognized over here. And I believe she was on the cover of a magazine. Let's call it Time, Melody Maker, Cream, Rolling Stone, something. Talking about her. And she was not making waves over this way. And that's when the producers or writers or someone from Happy Days took notice of her and created the Leather Tuscadero character. Just for her. School of Fish started off the entire set from the Live in L.A. August 22nd, 1991 EP with them doing George Michael's Father Figure. That song, the original song, the George Michael song, came out on this day back in 1988. Now, are you one of the millions of Americans who feel left behind because of the internet? Like me, the Mockster? I feel left behind sometimes. But everyone on is a group that has helped connect over 2 million people to the internet and has distributed over 10,000 computers since its creation back in 2012. They connect under-resourced communities to affordable internet and computers, and they train individuals and organizations on digital skills and resources with everyoneon.org. You can find, if you go to that website, you can actually find local and digital training near you. This is brought to you by Connect to Compete and your good friends here at WRCT. I know my Glenn Jones just stopped, but it was in between songs. My background music is Glenn Jones, who you may know from the band Cul-de-Sac. Oh, I know what I was going to tell you. There's a couple things I was going to tell you. There's a couple more things. Sometimes my brain just, my ADHD just kicks in, and I totally space out on what I was going to talk about. Because if you want to diversify your music taste and you're always hunting for fresh tracks in your favorite genre, if the answer to that is yes, you should tune into Something Old, Something New, and Something Borrowed on a program we have here called Whatever I Like by a DJ Cash. Hey, is it Cachet or Cash? You figure it out. I mean, the show you listen to now should be called Whatever I Like, because that's what I play, but I also play whatever you like. That's why I take requests. But anyway, his show, their show, I don't know who this DJ is, her show, we'll go with they. Their show is on Sundays at 1 p.m. here on WRCT. And to segue nicely into the next set of music, I gotta remind you that Whiskey Before Breakfast is more than just a fiddle tune. It's more than just a suggestion of what you can do some morning. It is a radio program here on WRCT that happens Wednesdays at 11 a.m. It's an eclectic folk and roots program. And then after that, at 1 p.m., it's the Black Diamond Show, which is an hour of bluegrass. It's right here on 88.3 FM WRCT and streaming at WRCT.org. From Charlotte, North Carolina, it's the Avett Brothers talking about a January wedding.
She keeps it simple, and I am thankful for her kind of loving. 'Cause it's simple. No longer do we wonder if we're together, we're way past that. And I've already asked her. So in January, we're getting married. She's talking to me with her voice down so low I barely hear her. But I know what she's saying. I understand.
matter what circumstances we were born in. She knows which birds are singing and the names of the trees where they're performing.
Sat and did for a while. Thought of your face and that brought me a smile. Wanted another one. Fell back asleep instead. Woke and found you sitting there on the bed. Cigarette, cigarette, burning up time. Cigarette, cigarette, watch the smoke climb. Cigarette, cigarette, wasting away. Just like this cigarette, our time is running down. Only 1 hour till you're leaving this town. Went to the corner store, bought us another pack. Held my arm round you as we headed back. Tried to change your mind, didn't want you to go. I want you more, it seems, than you could ever know. Cigarette, cigarette, burning up time. Cigarette, cigarette, watch the smoke climb. Cigarette, cigarette, wasting away. Just like strata of love. Today's after dark, wandering the gray memorial park, a fleeting beating of hearts. What were the words I meant to say before she left? When I could see her breath lead where she was going to? Maybe I should just let it be. And maybe it will all come back to me. Sing, oh, Janu. Oh, January, oh.
title track from their 1994 EP called The Ends. Well, actually, the EP is called The End Is Near, and the title track. So it's not the title track because the song is called The End's Not Near. But the band in question is The New Year. Trying to keep within that theme of throwing some New Year's-esque songs in within these first 2 hours, which is running up to an end. We got less than 10 minutes left of this this portion of the Viva La Mock radio program. Before the New Year, Scrawl, speaking of New Year, from Nature Film, gave us 11:59. It's January. More of a New Year's Eve song. Decemberists in there from The King Is Dead with January Hymn. I played the Smithereens, went back to Especially For You with a Cigarette, because it was on this day, January 2nd, 1971, that cigarette commercials were officially banned from television. So if you were born anytime after 1971, or on 19, I don't care, anytime after January 2nd, you've never seen a cigarette commercial on TV. I'm sure that's on the YouTubes and stuff, but you know what I'm talking about. Avett Brothers start off the entire set with January Wedding from the I and Love and You album. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Had a caller call in and saying, Mockster, I love it. I love being exposed to new music. I love hearing music from overseas. And this is not necessarily an international show, but there is some great music that comes from over in the UK. For example, from Kingston upon Hull in England is where you'll find a band called the Gold Needles. They've got a brand new album out right now. It's called Mood Elevator. This is Pale Blue Silver Eyes.
Saturday morning, struggling to get out of my bed. Another day dawning, thoughts running round in my head. Was it all in the mind, or was it a trick of the light, or was it something that we find beyond those pale blue silver eyes? Puts on her best face, meets her friends at 10:15. They chat about something and everything that's in between. Was it all in the mind, or was it a trick of the light, or was it something that we find beyond those pale blue silver eyes? Pale blue silver eyes, nothing these days can make me run away. Pale blue silver eyes, nothing these days can make me wanna change. Today's a distant star, but leaving the evening, the chiming of a cool guitar. Was it all in the mind, or was it a trick of the light, or was it something that we find beyond those pale blue silver eyes? Pale blue silver eyes, nothing these days can make me run away. Pale blue silver eyes, nothing these days can make me run away.
tomorrow, hoping all the verses rhyme and the very best of choruses.
Kinks wrapping up that set of music as we are getting towards the top of the hour, which can only mean two things. One is that for an encore listener who's listening on this radio program, but listening not on January 2nd of 2026, the show is going to be wrapping up. So everything I tease you that's going to happen in the next 2 hours for my live listeners, you're just going to have to like find out when the second half of this show runs again and maybe catch it then. For those people listening on Friday, the 2nd of January of 2026, we got 2 more hours of this program. Kinks reminding you that there are better things on the horizon from the Give the People What They Want from, I think, 82 or 3. Gold Needles, brand new music from them, Mood Elevators, the new.